The Blood Bank of Hawaii on Dillingham Boulevard produces one-third of the total blood supply for the entire state. But CEO Dr. Kim Ann Nguyen says construction of the Honolulu Rail Transit project at the center's doorstep prompted immediate action.
This includes permanently closing our primary donor center, finding temporary shelter for our manufacturing laboratory, and modifying the existing building to a compliant staging area for blood drives. The total cost is over $5.5 million.
Nguyen says the nonprofit cannot bear the financial impact, in her words, of this necessary evacuation. But Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Executive Director and CEO Dan Grabauskas says there's no reason to buy the whole blood bank property.
And in this case, we're talking about a 10-foot strip along the road that would take part of the sidewalk and move that back. If there is, however, some adverse impact that goes beyond what we think we see, then we do have the opportunity to sit and talk to them.
Grabauskas says the Federal Uniform Act protects property owners who are negatively impacted. But Honolulu City Council Chair Ernie Martin introduced an amendment on behalf of Kalihi Council Member Joey Manahan to add $3 million to the rail transit's construction budget to help the blood bank. Martin says this is a public health issue.
The Blood Bank of Hawaii has a unique operation unlike any other business, you know. So what would be acceptable for a normal business, if there is such a thing, I think it's very difficult for the blood bank to just be accommodated with just a partial taking. And so I'd recommend you move it forward.
HART CEO Grabauskas says the city council's appropriation for the blood bank could encourage other property owners along the rail line to pursue the same kind of settlement. Grabauskas says there's time for a resolution.
Our construction on Dillingham in their area is a year away, so we've got plenty of time to have conversations with them. If they can convince us with data that the impacts are as negative as they say, we'd be happy to make that case with them to the FTA.
But Blood Bank CEO Nguyen says they were notified that construction would start this year and immediate steps have already been taken. Nguyen says a meeting with HART is scheduled for next week, but it's probably too late for the blood bank to change its course.
We've already submitted our plans for the renovation. We have contacted our donors, and some donors already think that we have closed, so I think we need to move forward at this point.
The City Council's Budget Committee passed the HART funding measure, which will come up for a final vote by the full council June 3rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.